St. Mary's Cathedral at Geary and Goff is the home church of the Archbishop. There are four tall side doors with sheltered alcoves that attract homeless people at night, like this man, Robert.
They actually have signs in there that say no trespassing.
But there are no signs warning the homeless about what happens in these doorways at various times all through the night. Water pours from a hole in the ceiling about 30 feet above, drenching the alcove and anyone in it. The shower runs for about 75 seconds every 30 to 60 minutes while we were there, starting before sunset simultaneously in all four doorways. We witnessed it soak homeless people and their belongings.
We're going to be wet all night, so I mean hypothermia, cold, all that other stuff could set in. You're keeping the church clean, but you know, you're making people sick.
The water doesn't really clean the area. There are syringes, cigarette butts, soggy clothing, and cardboard. There's no drainage system. The water pools on the steps and sidewalks. This church neighbor has witnessed the nightly drenching.
I was just shocked. One, because it's inhumane to treat people that way. The second thing is that we are in this terrible drought.
Jennifer Friedenbach is executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness.
It's very shocking and very inhumane. There's not really another way to describe it. Certainly not something that's formed on the basis of Catholic teachings.
A cathedral staff member confirms to KCBS the system was installed perhaps a year ago to deter the homeless from sleeping there. Chris Leifert, a spokesman for the Archdiocese, says cathedral staff try hard to help these people.
We refer them mostly to Catholic Charities, for example, for housing, to St. Anthony's Soup Kitchen for food, if they want food on that day, St. Vincent de Paul, if they need clothes.
But he says they keep coming back, and most seem to have serious substance abuse issues.
We do the best we can and try to keep supporting the dignity of each person, but there's only so much you can do.
Some of the homeless bring waterproof gear, even an umbrella, to try to stay dry. Frustrated cathedral employees tell us they don't have the staff to police the doorways, which are used by churchgoers during services. Leifert, who says he didn't know about the water system until we showed it to him, admits it doesn't seem to be an effective deterrent, then suggests this church neighbor turn it off.
I would hope that they stop doing this, both for environmental reasons and for common decency.
KCBS has also learned from a review of city permit records that the system was installed illegally and may violate water use regulations. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Doug Sovereign, KCBS. Bishop William Justice, the rector of St. Mary's Cathedral, confirms that the church installed pipes 2 years ago to pour water onto cathedral alcoves to keep the homeless from sleeping there. In hindsight, he says it was ill-advised and ill-conceived. He admits he has known for months that homeless people were getting rained on at night, but he did nothing to stop it.
I was preoccupied with other jobs, and I knew it was just, you know, it was light. It wasn't like flooding or anything like that.
A KCBS investigation discovered it was, as you can hear here, showering people for about 75 seconds at a time, several times a night. The bishop says he's sorry and ordered workers to dismantle the system immediately after the Department of Building Inspection filed a notice of violation following our story. DBI's Bill Strawn says the plumbing was installed illegally without a permit.
If you're going to provide a shower, you usually have to follow very specific parameters for it. And this seemed to be like an unsolicited shower, whether anybody wanted it or not.
The bishop also admits the church may have violated water use laws in the middle of a four-year drought. He calls this a teachable moment as the entire city struggles to cope with homelessness. In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS. For the first night in 2 years, last night was a dry one for the homeless in the alcoves of St. Mary's Cathedral. The Archdiocese shut this water off and dismantled the rooftop plumbing system after city officials notified the church that it was illegal in response to our investigation. Mayor Ed Lee is in disbelief that the cathedral had been spraying the homeless at night for so long.
It kind of makes your head spin a bit as to why this would be done.
And he tells KCBS the Archdiocese needs to work with the Interfaith Council to help craft a better approach.
Maybe getting past this requires a step up in the right direction.
Supervisor Mark Farrell, who's Catholic and a board leader on homelessness, was appalled by what he calls the inhumane treatment of the homeless by the cathedral.
To, you know, shower them with water in the middle of the night, potentially get them sick, you know, deter them. It's simply a bad approach. And I'm very thankful that that was recognized as soon as it was exposed. But I think it speaks to how we need to think about our homeless that are on our streets.
In fact, Bishop William Justice, the cathedral rector, confesses he knew what was happening before we exposed it, but it was only after we did that he put a stop to it. Archdiocese spokesman Larry Kamer says this is the first step in what could be a long process.
We are still trying to find out how we got here in the first place. And to learn whatever lessons. I mean, we are hoping this is a learning moment.
In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS. Some people come to St. Boniface to admire its soaring stained glass windows. Others come to this historic Franciscan church to hear Mass. But every morning, more than 100 homeless come here for a cat nap. St. Boniface opens its pews to the people of the street from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m., Monday through Friday, 52 weeks a year, in collaboration with the Gubbio Project run by Laura Slattery.
Some people who have been up all night just walking around because they don't feel safe anywhere, right? People feel safe here.
Many churches offer shelter during the cold, wet winter, but Slattery says St. Boniface is the only one providing year-round relief to a rising number of homeless.
We open up some of the converted confessionals in the back, and we give out toiletries on blankets and socks and just anything folks might need.
James waits in line for one of those pews.
When it opens up in the morning, you're anxious to get in here and get rest and get your battery recharged.
He says it's the only place he feels he can sleep without keeping one eye open.
I just get a couple of hours and then I'm back at what I need to do.
The pews are so full, some homeless sleep on the church floor. Alan Bruce Tomlinson is grateful even for that.
There is a special thing here, very special. Out on the street, I never feel safe and secure.
Father Tommy King says most of the homeless follow the church rules and behave themselves.
It's not just about sleep, but it's also about it being safe, and it's also with church, so there's a sense of sacredness to it. And I think even people who aren't regular churchgoers, if they're homeless, have a sense of that they want to kind of honor that.
And parishioners like Mary Rogers don't mind sharing their church.
I think it's wonderful. I love coming to Mass here. I love being here with the homeless. 7:30 Mass gets a little noisy, there's a little snoring behind it, but I honestly think God is very, very happy.
When they're awake, Slattery says the homeless express their gratitude and maybe even find a little religion.
Many times they start crying because they're like, this is what I was taught in grade school, this is what I was taught in high school, this is the church that I want to see.
In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS. The cathedral removed the illegal outdoor shower system that we found out was dousing the homeless, and the archdiocese tells us since then it's been working with San Francisco's Interfaith Council to address what it calls the complicated realities of street people on its doorstep. Michael Pappas, the council's executive director, says Bishop William Justice hosted a workshop on homelessness at St. Mary's after we exposed what was happening, but he had done that before.
We assembled over 200 faith leaders at St. Mary's 2 years ago to give them the resources that they need, and it was really a milestone gathering.
But shortly after that, the cathedral installed the alcove plumbing system. At the most recent meeting, Bishop Justice delivered a mea culpa for that. He has since been transferred to a suburban parish. We came back to the cathedral alcoves to find out, are there still homeless staying here? The answer is yes, maybe even more than before, because now they know they won't get wet at night, so they don't have to worry about getting drenched by the shower. We actually found one of the same homeless people who was here before. He used to bring an umbrella to stay dry. He doesn't have to do that, but now he says he sometimes has to fight for space because more homeless are coming here than before.
I do see more people here. Because the water's off, definitely.
He doesn't want us to use his name. He does want us to know the cathedral has replaced the unwanted hourly drenchings at night with security guards. They warn the homeless, leave or they will call the police.
I don't know how a security guard could just ask someone to leave like that, you know, since this is a church. Where are they supposed to go? Someone's just not doing anything criminal at all. They really should look the other way, in my opinion. But this place has the most security guards of any place that I know.
He has finally found a bed in a shelter where he sleeps most nights. Pappas says the city's faith leaders are focusing on the new Navigation Center, a one-stop, full-service shelter that transitions the homeless into places of their own.
You're seeing more people being moved from the street to more permanent housing.
But still, many homeless huddle in these cathedral alcoves at night, dry now, harassed, they say, by security, and wondering why does a church that runs a winter shelter turn them away now. In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.